City.
Just got home and munched a couple of donuts here from the new Apple Donut Shop down there on White Hampton. And sitting here watching some kind of a detective story involving the weather, I guess you would say. And pretty much doing nothing, Wyatt, and drinking a cup of coffee. How's your day?
The other day, and he said you had been sick or something. You feeling better then?
Sick and still have a cold, very much so. I thought it was about gone, but last night was pretty rough. But we'll pray that it gets over with. That's all I can do.
I go out and did participate in the Winter Field Day up over at TR then, huh?
Be affirmative. Well, I don't know if you heard or not, but I was talking to Dave last night. Oh, I think it was probably about 8:30, and he was headed down to pick up his wife, who had been hit by Pedro, who, of course, didn't have any insurance, and wrecked their Toyota Highlander out on I-85 around exit 32. Dave's got her back home now. She's bruised up, but she's okay, and his daughter's okay. I think his daughter was with her, and she's a registered nurse. But he was on the way down there to pick him up last night. But he says she's all right, so that's the main thing.
I've been meaning to get a hold of Dave. I had a radio question for him, and it just strikes me that he would know the answer to it.
Joel Denver. Huh? Bernice is... Oh, boy, I'm at a loss. Not Dave Watson. David Cole. Dad burned it. Lost his call sign in my head for some reason here watching this stupid show, Wyatt. You know who I mean. We talked to him yesterday.
Okay, well, still. Glad they're all okay.
Really great guy. And he used to work on cars, and he's also holds a master's degree, I guess you'd call it, in philosophy or something. Anyways, he was a minister, and just really a nice fellow to talk to. Talked to him a lot.
And deep thoughts. Okay, then.
I didn't quite pick up what you said, a master and something, but anyways, it's got to do with religion, and he's just really a fine fella. He plays tennis pretty near every day, and I don't know how he does it, because he's over 60, I know, and doesn't eat any sugar and watches his diet very carefully, but just a good guy. I was sorry to hear about that. But, of course, the guy was uninsured, but his wife was smart enough to take pictures, and so they got Pedro in jail now.
With the tennis player, because I hear him talking all the time about going to play tennis. But it's good that, you know, they know him and all that sort of funny stuff.
Well, I got my buddy Chris's call in my head, and I can't get it out. K-O-4-Q-L-G. And I can't think of Dave's right this minute. But, yeah, he's on here a lot. And really a nice guy. Haven't heard Rusty today. I called him once. But we just went down to Lidl's and then come back by Aldi's and for some stuff that we didn't find at Lidl's. And usually go to Aldi's first, but... Oh, Bernice had something in mind that was on sale. I think the orange juice. It was like 69 cents a thing off. So she bought four jars of orange juice today. And that'll last for a long, long time. That front's moving through. I'm showing up to 21 mile an hour wind now out of the north, and then tomorrow and the next day is going to be like up to 10 below wind chill.
Out yesterday to work on equipment. Thankfully, I don't have to go out today. So far, knock on wood. But yeah, I'm out just running some general errands, and today is one of those days that my mom's going to be depressed because her passed away today, like 3 years ago, or two. Yeah, I think it has been 3 years. Passed away today, like 3 years ago.
Well, that's too bad. But, we're just sitting here kind of waiting on the mail. What are you working on today?
Parents. You know, I think the wind must be moving the repeater antenna around a lot, because it's coming through shaky, and I'm not actually that far from you. You can probably hit me up on reverse.
It's nice they got that road fixed up down there by Dave Watson's, isn't it? Just great. And then Gap Creek Road's all down now for the most part. They are going to put in a roundabout there that M&J's restaurant's at, a couple of blocks off of 29 on Gap Creek by the fire department. But I don't think they've started it yet. And so it's really a lot better road now.
Only in a while. Yeah, I'm over here by Cunningham Fire Department. And, you know, the one road I wish they would hurry up and fix is actually McElhaney next to the fire department, next to from 101 to 14, because that road has been in need of repair all the way down to the dirt for as long as I've lived here.
Well, you could just come on up and take Brown Road up the road there, or else Gap Creek, just north of us.
That's going from the feet and seed to 101 is actually the quickest route and the most direct. And Berry Mill Pond Road is just slow as can be, because it's got all the curves and you got everybody going to the dump there.
Yeah, that's boy, I put in Dave's name in here and searched for it. KB4 CBA, and he lives in Taylor's. That's the David Cole I was talking about, Wyatt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know him. I've at least heard his calls. I've gotten really bad about people's call signs, probably because they don't listen to the radio enough.
I remember the call signs. Bernice remembers the name, and so we're always together, so that makes a good combination.
I'm going to have to deploy some AI so it can, match up the voice to the call sign and the name and what they do for a living. Because there's one guy on here, he runs a like a tool truck or something. And for the life of me, I'm drawing a complete blank on his call sign and his name.
Patrick, KO4HKX. Yeah, another very nice gentleman, I'll tell you for sure. Dave Watson's really working on some extremely interesting things now. Man, he's working on that CAN bus thing, and one of them involves hydrogen electric vehicles, I think trucks, and that's far-fetched, man, because that's fuel cells, I think. I just wonder, though, when I heard him talking about it, hydrogen's really expensive, and it's really volatile. I just wonder how that's going to go over in the long run as far as a propulsion system, you know.
Works great for rockets. Didn't work for the Hindenburg so well. And, you know, hydrogen is one of the smallest molecules, and it likes to leak out everywhere. So, you know, I just don't see it being the be-all, end-all. And power by volume is really low. had another EV news. Ford announced they were reducing their production of the all-electric F-150 to one shift a day.
Showed pictures of them up there in Chicago lined up at the Tesla charging stations, and they were all dead. And I guess those batteries, in order to get a good charge on them, you got to have them stabilized at a certain temperature. But it didn't go over so well up there. And then they're building some kind of a Tesla plant down here for parts, I heard, at Fountain Inn. I just heard that yesterday on the news. But the dangest thing I ever heard of to be contained, even smaller than hydrogen, I think, if my memory of the periodic table is right, I went through a place called Ball Aerospace in Boulder, Colorado. My uncle took me through there, and I had to suit up and everything to go in where the satellite was being made, Wyatt. And it was helium. And he was telling me a story about these two engineers, and they had this test sphere, and they went into it, and there's big signs, we're standing right in front of it, do not enter until it's completely evacuated, and I guess it suffocated them. It was not evacuated all the way, but they told me that helium was the hardest to contain, and that it would actually seep out through the porosity of metals. And everything that was helium was in big spheres, and they were real thick, they said.
These need to be above freezing temperatures, more than 32 Fahrenheit, before they can charge. Do anything below that, and the battery management systems will not charge them. So that's the problem with, well, you know, it's like any battery. You get it cold enough, nothing will move. You are talking about moving electrons around, and you get them cold enough, and they just don't want to go anywhere. But yeah, the helium leaks like a sieve, and then that's why they have to put so much around it. And hydrogen leaks like a sieve. Hydrogen will actually embrittle steel. So, you know, it's going to be really hard to ship that through even a natural gas pipeline because they're all made out of steel. Whoops.
Yeah, I know. I worked for 4 years on a German helium leak detector, and it was at a wheel plant, the Superior Wheels back in Kansas, Wyatt, and there was only three of us that could touch that machine, and the robots would bring the wheels in on a conveyor, and then this big container would go down around them. It looked like a machine tool, but it was a big container shaped like a wheel, and then they would try to suck through the porosity of the metal of the aluminum a sample into a mass spectrometer, and if it detected a leak, that would let your tire deflate in as long a time as 7 years. It could detect a leak that small. Well, he went back to the melt, and it was really interesting to work on.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that, you know, they have decided that, hey, nuclear plants might be the thing to go to. They definitely occupy a lot less space, and they don't cause as much environmental damage. I was reading a report sometime this week that the the nighttime temperatures around wind farms actually increased by 0.2 degrees centigrade versus before the wind farm was built. So, go figure. Shango Mobile.
Hi, Rusty. I called you earlier, but you wasn't out there. Yeah, they're finding out that isn't so good, and they're having problems. When they canceled a big field of them up there on the East Coast, I know. But yeah, that was really something to work on that machine. They x-rayed them before they ever got to that machine, and then couldn't believe the trouble they went through to make sure that they never got a bad wheel out there. They didn't want to wind up like Firestone, only we was making 55 to 80,000 wheels a month, and for General Motors in different places. And I wish I could have retired there, but they shut it down and sent it to Mexico when the automobile industry got slow. Go ahead, Rusty, W2TN0GR.
Good afternoon, Tom. Good afternoon, Wyatt. And I'll just got through doing things around the house. Now I'm headed out to go to the hardware store, and then I'm going to go find me some lunch. And got out in the yard and cleaned up limbs and everything that came down over the last couple of days, and trying to straighten things up and trim back a couple of things, roses and a azalea bush. So things are looking good in the yard. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Seeing 54 CTD mobile. Might as well throw it out there while I'm driving down the road on the way to Hampton. And I've completely lost my train of thought. So I'll just pass it right on over to Tom, and I got about 3 minutes before I hit Paris Mountain Shadow.
GR. Yeah, Rusty, I don't know if you heard or not, but Dave, KB4CBA, his wife was in a pretty serious wreck last night, but she's all right. And I talked to him quite a bit last night on the way down there on I-85 at exit 32. Just thought I'd pass that on over to you. Go ahead.
Anything about that? Well, I'm glad to hear that she's okay and all. It's good that people live, and cars can always be replaced. Metal and sheet metal and plastic and all that other stuff can be replaced. Humans cannot, at least not in this day and age. Well, I'm glad to hear she's doing okay and all. So what are you up to today, Wyatt? You running around fixing things today?
An errand day, and I wanted to stop in and see my mom because it's one of those depressing days for her. Friend of hers died 3 years ago, and it's, you know how people mark time. And so anyway, that's what I'm off to do.
Rusty, she got hit by Pedro. Pedro was unlicensed and uninsured, and then he drove off. Dave's wife took pictures of it, so Pedro's now in jail. So that's a good thing. Good thing she took pictures, or they probably never found him. Dave said there was parts all over I-85 and every place else. And the guy pulled in the filling station where she was at, and then just filled his car with gas and drove off. But she had those pictures, so they went out and put the shiny bracelets on him.
Well, that is very good. That is very good. I'm glad to hear they caught that person. So that's always nice when things can be, satisfaction can be done like that. So anyway, and no insurance and no license and all that other good stuff. Well, hey, he'll be doing a little time and everything else, and maybe he'll get a free trip to somewhere south of the border, I hope. Anyway, well, it's a pretty day out here. It's showing 53 degrees on my car thermometer right now, and I'm not going to pull out in front of this truck because he's got a load on the back of it. I don't want it to hit me, and also one of those trucks carrying the big old bins that they put on construction sites to pick up stuff, so not going to happen. But anyway, and I don't know whether you're at home or about out and about, Tom, but good to hear you and Wyatt both. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Paris Mountain Shadow Line, so I'm going to go ahead and sign with y'all, and y'all have a good afternoon. KJ4CTD. 73 on y'all.
73's wide. Hope you and the family have a good day. And Rusty, I'm at home. We went to Lidl's and then stopped by Aldi's because we was out of cottage cheese and picked up a few things. And then we come back to that new donut shop and got a couple of donuts. Just sat here drinking a cup of coffee and just finished up the donuts. I still got that cold. I thought it was gone, but I had a pretty bad night last night, but oh well, I'll keep taking my Mucilex and using my nose spray. and hope that it goes away before I have to go get antibiotics, because they never want to give you those, you know.
Wyatt, be careful out there. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, Tom, I know what you're talking about. It's some of that stuff is kind of, you know, it kind of gets to you after a bit. I don't know. Oh, but, yeah, I've been ordered my hearing aids yesterday, and my wallet took a real heavy hit on that. So, and they'll be in next week, and I'll be outfitted with them. Doctor figured out after doing the testing that no need me trying to just try to get one for the really bad ear. Might as well get a two and get them matched, and they'll work good, and I'll be able to program them and everything all at once, and he'll show me how to do it. So that's the way it's going to go. But that's the way it is, and all. It's gotten up to 54 degrees. There's a little bit of a breeze out here. I was getting blown around in the yard a little bit. And not sure where I'm going to go find lunch when I get through it. I got to go up here to Ace Hardware and look at a couple of things, and then figure out where I'm going to go down to eat lunch. I may go down to Tipsy Taco, or I may go down to Culver's. I'm not sure which one I'm going to go to today. Go ahead, Tom. W2 T-Mobile.
OTR. Stationary. Yeah, I still feel like crap, but, not really, really bad, so that's good. Did a little bit of HF last night, but not a lot. And that front's coming through right now, and they said temperatures, well, it has. It's dropped 3 degrees here just in the last few minutes. So I believe I'll go out and check the birds and gather eggs, even though I may have to go back out a second time. It's 50 here, Rusty, and feels like 41. The wind is out of northwest, and we noticed that after we left, well, when we arrived at Lidl's a while ago, about an hour ago, the winds picked up some. The time we got back to Aldi's, man, it was really blowing, and they said 5 to 10 below wind chill in the morning, so leave your water drip, that's all I can say.
Been doing that every night, so that's nothing new to me. Well, I've arrived here at Ace Hardware. Let me go inside and scan around, see if I can find what I'm looking for, and then I will catch you later. And like I said, then from here I got to go find me some lunch. Talk to you later, Tom. N0TRW2T 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, they said everybody's sold out of those faucet covers. So if that's what you're looking for, it might be a little difficult, although I think Ace said they was going to get another truck in or something. Depends on where it's at. Take care, Rusty. W2T and 0TR 73.
0TR KQ4 AKE.
Q4 AKE. This is in 0TR. The name here is Tom, and I think I've talked to you before.
Wayne in Simpsonville, KQ4 AKE, was spoken a few times. I just heard you on the radio earlier talking about Dave. He didn't have some kind of accident or something, did he? I just barely caught part of the conversation there. The fellow with the call sign, W4DJW, I think it is.
Dave Cole, KB4CBA. And, yes, his wife got sideswiped, I guess you'd call it, down on I-85 last night about 8 o'clock or so, and she's fine, but it was by an uninsured and unlicensed fellow by the name of Pedro. But she took pictures before he got away, and he's got a free pair of shiny bracelets and a free ride to the local Calaboose.
Was hurt in the accident then?
Well, from talking to Dave this morning, she's pretty bruised up and had to get a CT scan, a few things like that, but not near as bad as it could have been.
So I was just concerned about what might happen. Hope she heals up quickly. Yeah, unfortunately, that fellow that caused that accident that they put in jail is probably out free again already, but, you know, that's the way our justice system works today. So All right, man. Well, listen, I appreciate the comeback. I was just heard a little bit about it and wanted to see what was going on with that. So I'll let you go. This is KQ4 AKE, and I'll be clear after your final.
Nice to talk to you, and thanks for checking in. Both of those gentlemen are extra fine gentlemen and extra close friends. So we're glad she wasn't hurt, I'll tell you for sure. And his daughter was with her, and she's got a master's degree in nursing, so she was in good hands. But she's not in the hospital or anything, but she's sore. Anyways, take care. Wayne, KQ4AKE and 0TR73.